So, longtime T writers, I got to ask you one quick question. Remember back in the day when the drivers made all the station announcements, the ones that were impossible to understand sometimes? It was kind of like a game watching new Bostonians or tourists try to figure out if what they just heard was really next stop Park Street or next stop Pastry. Or, as one out-of-town writer once leaned over to me and actually asked, did he really just say next stop pastries? Well, then came the booming recorded voice of clarity. His name is Frank Oglesby Jr., and he's the man behind the big automated voice you now hear announcing every stop on the MBTA. Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert recently tapped her Charlie card and took a ride with the voice of the T.
North Station. The destination of this train is Leechmere.
Frank Oglesby Jr. is an important person at the MBTA. His announcements help riders figure out where they're going, literally. I met up with Oglesby at South Station, and he agreed to take me on a short audio tour of the T.
We'll be taking the red line to Park Street, and then we'll transfer to the green line so that we could get to Government Center Station, and then we're going to transfer to the blue line so that we can hear the blue line announcements.
Let's go.
Oglesby works for the MBTA full-time for the department that coordinates transportation for the disabled. That's when he's not recording announcements for the T. He first began in 1993. So, what's it like to hear yourself every single day?
For the most part, it's background. Occasionally, I'll hear something that I think is a bad take. It'll irritate me, but maybe I've heard that bad take now over the course of 8 years, so I should just let it go.
But sometimes he hasn't been able to.
I did the announcements for the Green Line, and I said Newton, like N-O-O-T-O-N. I was upset about that. It's Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. And I made a comment about that, and they allowed me to go back in into the studio and change it to Newton. New, not new.
And the public can be pretty critical, too. Frank's heard it all.
The criticism that I've heard is that it's a Midwestern voice, it's a Canadian voice, it's not a Bostonian voice. When we hear square, we're upset. We want to hear square. And I work hard not to slip into that because not enunciating your R's is lazy. Sorry.
That begs the question. Is Frank Oglesby from Boston?
I was born in Georgia.
But wait.
But I've been here since I was 6 weeks old.
In the Oglesby household, public transit is the family business. His father drove a bus for the MBTA for 34 years, and his brother is the general manager of the public transit agency in Palm Springs, California. Oglesby, in his late 40s, wants to continue this until retirement, but he hears the competition at his heels.
There's a guy on YouTube who wants to be the new voice of the T, and he's got a clean voice, he's got great diction. You know, so I emailed him. I said, good luck. After I retire, maybe you'll have your shot.
As we ride the blue line all the way to Wonderland, Frank describes his ideal announcement.
It's not necessarily how you sound. It's a message that you're trying to convey. It's not the voice of God. And that's what I try to keep in mind when I do the announcements.
Frank Oglesby just wants to help riders get where they need to go. As we approach Logan Airport, it's clear he's definitely not the voice of God. In fact, he's pretty human.
Airport. Federal law requires priority seats be available for seniors and or persons with disabilities.
I'm sitting in the priority seat right now. I just gave the announcement about it. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. I've been a bad boy.
Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert riding with the MBTA's bad boy, Frank Oglesby Jr., who says, by the way, his proudest work is on the blue line. Coming up after a break, what does it take to win as an independent in Massachusetts? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.